we've got another way to learn, not just one way, and that is we actually have someone here who was helped by compassion when they were growing up, Owen Gathanga. Come on up, Owen. Owen's from Kenya, and I met Owen a few weeks ago. We Skyped, and I got to know him, and I was honestly just excited for you to hear his story. Now, Owen, tell us a little bit about your life before compassion.
Thank you. So I was born in Nairobi, Kenya, a family of three boys and my mom,
who was a provider, would make about $5 to $10 a month. $5 to $10 a month to be able to take care of three kids, that was impossible. So I grew up in what you would call abject poverty. And I remember for me, childhood was waking up in the morning and I did not know when the next plate of food would be on the table. And sometimes it went for days and weeks without having food. And I mean, I grew desperate to find food, otherwise I would die. And so I had to go knock on people's doors and beg for food. And unfortunately, that wasn't a very good experience, because a lot of times when I knocked on these people's doors and they saw my face and they knew I had come for food, they shut the door on my face. And the few times they let me in, they made the point to humiliate me and my mom just because she couldn't be able to provide us with food. And I mean, we never had access to clean water. And I think what the worst thing was, every time we got sick, my mom told us that just hope that you're going to be okay, because I do not have the money to take you to hospital. And she shared with me this story that when I was about 1 year old, I came down with measles, and just like she always did, she was holding me and hoping that I was going to be fine. But she told me that every minute that passed by, I grew weaker and weaker and weaker, and all she could do was just hope that I was going to be fine. And she thought she had lost me, but by the grace of God, I survived. And, you know, just like so many other times in my life, and poverty is bad. I would never wish poverty on anyone. But the absolute worst thing about poverty is the hopelessness that comes from poverty. It's the first thing that people looked at me in the face and they saw nothing. I had this weird dream to become an accountant, which was weird because kids want to become pilots and doctors. But unfortunately, I came to find out that I was wasting my time dreaming about becoming an accountant. Because these people will look at me in the face and tell me, don't waste your time dreaming, because none of your family's dreams will ever come true. And I mean, it was true. I looked around and my whole family, we were all stuck in poverty. It was hopeless. And so slowly but surely, I started to believe that I was hopeless, that I was good for nothing, that I was worthless, and nothing good would ever come out of my life.
So tell us a little bit about how compassion impacted your life.
And it was in the year 1992 when I heard about compassion, that they were taking kids in. And my mom took me to this church. And the way compassion works is there has to be a church for there to be a compassion program, which I think is a really good thing. You know, to me, church, when I hear the word church, it's because of what compassion has done for me. It brings really good memories. And I remember I went to this church, and for the first time in my life, I met these teachers, and they were very warm towards me. I couldn't tell what it was, but there was something different about them. I couldn't pinpoint what was different, but there was something different about them. And on the other side was my sponsor, who, he was my superhero growing up. And I remember he wrote me this letter, and I read it so many times that even though, you know, it was torn apart, I kept piecing it together. It had the words, "I love you." And the first time I had ever heard those words, I read it in a letter. "I love you." That was huge for me. Because I grew up thinking I'm so unlovable, you know, when people shut the door on my face. And my sponsor went on to talk to me about Jesus and tell me about Jesus. And I mean, if you don't hear anything about my message today is Jesus is at the center of everything that compassion does. Because from the first time I went into that church, these people wouldn't shut up talking about Jesus. I mean, I had no relationship with Jesus previously. And coming into this church, I mean, we would spend hours in the scripture. We would memorize scripture. And they introduced me to this new hope that there was a Jesus, there was a God out there who had all the solutions to all the problems I had. That there was a new hope. That there was a God who knew me before I was even conceived in my mother's womb. And they presented this new hope. And you know what? I bought it. I bought it because I saw it in them. I saw warmth. And you know, when I was wondering what was so different about them, I came to find out it's this Jesus that they have. And I made the choice to accept Christ as my Lord and Savior. And that was the best decision I ever made as a kid. Mm. That was the best gift that compassion ever gave to me, was the gift of Jesus Christ. Mm. Because poverty left my life the day Christ came into my life. Ooh. Because it's when I remember going home that night, and I went home a very different kid. And the more I read scriptures, the more I began to realize, wait a minute, there's a very big disconnect between who the world says I am and who my Jesus says I am. Mm. Poverty left my life the day Christ came in. And compassion didn't stop there. We went to the church. We got food. We got clean water. Compassion took me to school. I was the first person in my whole family to go past high school. And I went on to college. And I went on, did my master's degree. And I sought for my license. And I am a CPA in America. And that one thing they told me not to waste my time dreaming is the one thing I am today. I'm an accountant.
Could you just say another word about your sponsor?
Yeah, and something special happened about 7 years ago. I got married to my wife, the love of my life. That was awesome. But I also had something special happen that day. And this guy, man, I just couldn't bring my head to wrap around the fact that what did he see in me to decide to reach out to me, to write me letters, tell me that he loved me and give me an opportunity to meet this Jesus that changed my life, my sponsor, my superhero growing up. On my biggest day was the best man in our wedding. And that was beautiful. And like an icing to the cake, his son Simon was our ring bearer. And that's just beautiful. And it talks about this relationship that compassion gives to, you know, between the sponsors and the kids. And when you look at the pictures, I mean, they might look like pictures. But I imagine 20 years ago, 20-some years ago, I was just a picture on a packet. I was just a kid that people wrote, you know, they wrote my story and they concluded it. I was hopeless. I was born poor and I was going to die hopeless. But this guy reached out to me and I got Jesus and I got hope, and I'm here today proclaiming the God is faithful. And me and my wife, we sponsor 3 kids through compassion. And man, it's the best money I ever spend every month is sponsoring these kids. Because I know what it means to those kids. I've been there. But it is way more blessed to be a sponsor than to be a sponsor child. And, you know, I want to encourage you guys to, you know, sponsor a kid today. It's only $38 a month. But you give them an opportunity to get Jesus. And there is nothing as beautiful as that. Because I remember when I got Jesus, I went home that night and I was different. I didn't have money to give, but everyone I met, I gave them what I had to give, and that's Jesus. So when you sponsor a child, you give them an opportunity to get Jesus, and there is nothing that can beat that. God bless you guys. Mm.